What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
With my colleague Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow of Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He and his colleagues keep the Long War Journal. And now and again, Bill interviews for Generation Jihad, Edmund Fitton Brown, who's extremely well-informed and has an essay at Long War Journal right now I recommend about the axis of resistance. Edmund Fitton Brown is a senior advisor to the Counter-Extremism Project. He served as British ambassador to Yemen, and a coordinator of the UN Security Council's monitoring team for ISIS, AQ, and the Taliban, the three bad actors from 9/11/2001. We now turn to Iran. The essay is sophisticated and well-documented. It doesn't need footnotes. Bill and I have lived through all these events. However, Bill, again, I understand from a Fitton Brown's point of view, the United States and its allies is not direct... They're not directing their firepower at the problem, which is Tehran. Is there one explanation for why the U.S. continues to look at Hamas here, Hezbollah there, Houthis there, and not look at Tehran?
I think this is a problem that spans multiple administrations. The problem is dealing with Iran head on would require ultimately or some believe, right, that it would require a full scale war. I'm not in that camp. I think there's things you can do to Iran to make it pay a price to stop activities that are short of a full scale war. Now, that being said, those types of things could lead to a wider war with Iran. But I would argue, John, and I know Edmund as well, that we're already at war with Iran. You look at what the Houthis are doing in the Red Sea, attacking American and all international shipping, period, and attacking American warships. What Hezbollah and Hamas are doing in Israel and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and what the Iraqi militias attacking U.S. forces, as well as attempting to weigh in, as well as the Shia, the militias in Syria. Iran is, as you know, you wisely noted, John, is forcing us to focus on the tentacles of the octopus, but we're not dealing with the brain, and the brain is Iran. We don't make Iran pay a price for its actions. We rarely target, if ever target, the Iranians themselves, members of the IRGC, Iranian political and military leaders who are behind this strategy. We just deal with the peripheries of Iran's problems. And the Iranians, for their part, are perfectly happy with fighting to the last Palestinian, the last Lebanese Hezbollah, the last Iraqi, the last Syrian, and the last Houthi Yemeni. It's when Iranians start dying. It's when things start blowing up inside Iran and Iran looks weak. That's when they start to pay a price. But particularly this administration, its entire strategy in the Middle East, if you could call it that, is to prevent a wider war. But, you know, people like me will argue that wider war is already happening. It's just a matter of how we want to participate in it. And by not targeting the Iranians directly, we are playing into the Iranian strengths, and we are allowing them to dictate the fight.
Final, Bill, 30 seconds. Edmund Fitton Brown says there are a series of papers coming on these threats from the axis of resistance, and they'll be available through Long War Journal. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We're going to take a look. You know, here he's looking at Iran, then we'll look at the Houthis and Iraqi the dangerous Iraqi militia groups, and everyone knows about Hezbollah and Hamas, but we'll take a look back, sort of a project we're doing to just look at this, look at the entire web of the Iranian web.
Edmund Fitton Brown is the author of the essay at Long War Journal. Bill and his colleagues keep the Long War Journal. Grumpy Combat Veteran and Friends is a site I recommend to everybody to be up to date about the Afghans looking for a moment in future where they can return to their country. I'm John Pasch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.